The Time Between Us, written by Marina McCarron and read by Sid Phoenix.
The cake is gone. Philippe had eaten the last slice. Now he is asleep in a chair, head falling on his chest, making horrible snoring sounds. Maman has retired, claiming a headache, but Elise thinks it is exhaustion from trying to be normal for Philippe's friend. It is just the two of them. William is looking out the window, and Elise is watching William, his long, lean frame outlined, almost ephemeral in the soft evening light coming in.
"Would you like to take a walk? See some of Espérance?" she asks, trying to sound casual and failing.
He turns from the window, becoming more solid as he moves toward her.
"That would be great," he says, walking past the sprawled-out Philippe as though he was not there.
Elise slips on a sweater as William opens the door for her. He walks behind her until they make it to the street, where he falls in step beside her, his arm brushing hers softly. They move along quietly, Elise trying to think of what to say. As they turn toward the town center, William says,
"There is a church here I'd like to see. I read about it in a tourist book."
"Oh,"
is all she says. She's seen the outside. It can't be missed, the way it dominates the town, built when it was a bustling mercantile center, the mill churning out textiles. Now it is more a village than a town, the industry long gone. There is nothing much of note now, except the church, too big, too grand for its surroundings. Strolling along in the golden evening air, Elise tells William she's never actually been inside the church.
"Maman has not gone to church since her two brothers were killed during the Great War, and Papa preferred to read on Sunday mornings."
Elise knows it is a sensation in Espérance that they do not go to church. She hopes she has not shocked William and decides to change the subject by asking him what part of America he is from.
"Massachusetts. Have you heard of it?" he asks, and Elise gives a delighted laugh.
"Like my favorite poet, Emily Dickinson."
As she speaks, the first star of the evening appears, and she makes a wish.
"You like Emily Dickinson?"
She can hear the pleasant surprise in his words.
"Papa taught us English by reading poetry."
They turn a corner and the church appears, the limestone shining under the slowly emerging moonlight. It looks heavenly, ghostly. Ethereal, she decides, for she has always liked that English word. It took her ages to learn how to pronounce it.
"The church always makes me think of Quasimodo, although it is not so grand as Notre Dame."
"You like Hugo as well."
William turns his gaze from the church to her, and she feels herself warming under his gaze.
"I like reading."
She shrugs, trying to seem casual, and thinking just for a second about telling him of the time she spends alone with Papa's books. Would he think her strange? Best to keep quiet, she decides.